died to remember that you sent Jesus Christ into the world to save sinners like us. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for coming in humility in the form of not only a man, but as a child, a baby child. We're just so thankful that you were willing to come and to be our great captain of salvation. And thank you that we can once again just remember this very special thing, that you came into the world to save us. It's in your name that we pray.
Do I have it right, Jim? Okay, good. Good morning and welcome to each and every one of you to our Christmas celebration. It's going to be a time of singing and giving praise to the Lord Jesus Christ and his coming into this world to redeem sinful people such as us. And we're here this morning to give him the praise that he so richly deserves. Just want to highlight, if you didn't receive your bulletin today, that just going to highlight a couple of things, that on Wednesday night we are not having a prayer meeting and Bible study this week, so most of the studies will be canceled for this week. We'll resume after the first of the year. Also want to make a note, too, of a prayer request. Philip Taki will be traveling to India. He asked for prayers for him as he travels on leaving on the 27th, and will be gone for a few weeks, so he just asked for a prayer for that as well. Pray also for John Schuett, who's still recovering from a fall that he had this past week, had to have a few stitches from what I understand, so just pray for a brother as well for his healing. Also want to clarify something. I made a mistake this morning on the announcement of the birth of, it's Jonathan Jeffrey Schills. I said he was 11 pounds. Okay, that's the ham we're eating today. It's 11, so my mind was in the wrong frame of mind. So it's 8 pounds. So everybody says, didn't you hear everybody go wow? He says, I thought 8 pounds, that's pretty big, you know. It's just the but the ham's bigger. So anyway, but we just want to welcome each and every one of you. Trust that you be blessed by the service today, and again, we just thank the Lord for what he has done for us. So I'll turn the meeting over to Luke, and we'll get started.
If the children can come on up, we're going to start by singing Away in a Manger. Number 624 in your hymnal, if you want to turn there.
Hey guys.
Thank you.
job. All right, Cohen's going to come up and read a passage of scripture for us.
This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to the public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid. Take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "The virgin will conceive in the birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded. He took Mary home as his wife, but he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son and gave him the name Jesus.
You all would turn in your hymnals to 628. We're going to sing Silent Night with the help of a few guitar players. 628. Daniel's going to come up and read another passage of Scripture for us.
In the 6 months of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called a Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her 6th month, for no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word be fulfilled." And the angel left her.
Thank you, Daniel. Philip Todke is going to come up and do a couple songs for us.
now we are going to sing is a long time ago in Bethlehem.
Thank you.
There is one more song, a Hindi song, the carol song, which is sung in India. That means, Shor Dunya Mein Ye Ho Gaya. First verse is, Gadiriya Raat Mein Bhedo Ko Charate The. That means, shepherds were feeding their sheep, and then the message came to them that Jesus Christ is going to be born. And the second verse is, the heavens declared the rejoice of the king being born. And that's the reason everyone is celebrating. So this is song in Hindi. Shor Duniya Mein Ye Ho Gaya. Shor Duniya Mein Ye Ho Gaya. Aaj Paida Masih Ho Gaya. Aaj Paida Masih Ho Gaya. Shor Duniya Mein Ye Ho Gaya. Shor Duniya Mein Ye Ho Gaya. Aaj Paida Masih Ho Gaya. Aaj Paida Masih. गडरिये रात में भेड़ों को चराते थे, 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 दूत संदेश ने ले गया, दूत संदेश ने ले गया, आज पैदा मसीह हो गया, आज पैदा शोर दुनिया में ये हो गया, शोर दुनिया में ये हो गया, आज पैदा मसीह हो गया, आज पैदा मसीह हो गया। स्वर्ग चुम चुम करके ये खाते थे, स्वर्ग चुम चुम करके ये खाते थे, स्वर्ग चुम चुम करके ये गाते थे, स्वर्ग झूम झूम करके ये गाते थे, सारा दुनिया का नूर आ गया, सागर दुनिया का नूर आ गया, आज पैदा मसीह हो गया, आज पैदा मसीह हो गया, शोर दुनिया में ये हो गया, शोर दुनिया में ये हो गया, आज पैदा मसीह 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 हो गया। थैंक यू।
थैंक यू फिलिप and everyone else. Samuel's going to come up and read a passage for us. Luke chapter 2. You can do it.
In those days, Caesar Augustus included this decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that was taken place of Quirinus, the governor of Syria. And everyone went there to their own town to register. So Joseph also went there up from the town of Nazareth to Galilee, to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house of and line of David. He went there to register with Mary. Who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, that the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in the manger because there was no guest or room available for them.
Thank you, Samuel. Jacob's going to come up and read a poem that we found, Jamie found. It's called Only a Baby. I don't know if you've heard this before, but it's worth listening to.
Okay.
He's just a baby. 10 fingers, 10 toes, 2 eyes, 1 mouth, and 1 nose. He's just a baby. Cries out for his mom's arms as he lies in a manger in the innkeeper's barn. He's just a baby, yet the sky changed its form as a new star appeared when this baby was born. He's just a baby, yet the host of heaven sang hallelujah to this baby. Hallelujah, Son of Man. He's just a baby, yet drove a mad king wild, who stained the streets with innocence, looking for this child. Why? Because he's just a baby, yet will walk on the seas, feed thousands with nothing, and perform miracles with ease. He's just a baby, yet will carry out the law, live a life of perfection so man will fear no more. He's just a baby, yet will speak to every nation, every broken heart and lost soul. He will fight for their salvation. He's just a baby, yet when they call him man, they will shout for crucifixion and drive nails through his hands. He's just a baby, yet his final breath, all creation will shake, mourning his death. He's just a baby, yet when he's laid in his grave, he will rise 3 days later, victorious to save. He's just a baby, oh, when we look in his festive cot, but the truth is, he's not just a baby. He is the Almighty Son of God.
Thank you, Jacob. If you would turn in your hymnals, we're going to sing song 608.
Town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie above thy deep and dreamless sleep. The silent stars go by, yet in thy dark street shineth the everlasting light. Meek souls will receive him still.
Caden's going to come up and play or do a reading. Do you have a preference? Caden's going to read a scripture, passage of scriptures for us in Luke chapter 2.
Luke And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you great news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and laying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." When they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about the child, and all who had heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary treasured up, for these things had pondered them in their hearts. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things he had seen and heard, which were just as he had been told. In the second month of month.
Thank you, Caden. Very good. We're going to have the Szymanski ladies come up and do a special number for us.
Christmas, everybody. So Jane just started playing cello, and I have not played flute since 1996. So give us a little grace, but we hope you enjoy.
Wonderful. All right, we're going to sing 610, Angels We Have Heard on High, if you want to turn in your hymnals there.
Yeah.
Jonathan's going to come up and read the final passage of Scripture for us this morning. If you want to use your Bible, fine. It's up to you. Okay.
After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw a star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. And when he had called together all of the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, for this is what the prophet was written. "But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I can too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw a child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. They opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
Thank you, Jonathan. We're going to have the Lulos and the Kellers come up and do a special number, "How Many Kings?" Thank you. I've been thinking the last couple weeks. Do you ever get like a theme in your head or a thought in your head, a couple words, a phrase? Last year I was thinking about one of the lines from one of the hymns that says, "The thrill of hope, a weary world rejoices." I was just thinking about that throughout the whole Christmas season. This year I was thinking about, I've been thinking about drawing near. First I was thinking around the nativity scene, we have all these people who come to see the birth of the child, this promised, long-waited for child. We have Mary and Joseph and the angelic messages that they received about who this child is going to be. And we see the shepherds drawing near, and we see the angels making an appearance, and these wise men coming from vast, vast distances to see this newborn child. But then I was thinking about it later, and really drawing near is God has come near to us. And that's what this season is about. It's yes, there are people who came great distances, but Jesus Christ came from the greatest possible distance that there was, and he entered into the world, and he drew near to us. And as a result of that, we can come here on a weekly basis and remember all that he's done, and he's paved this way for us to have a relationship with him and have a restored fellowship with the Father, and to have the hope and assurance of eternal life. So we draw near to him because he drew near to us. And I was thinking about in Luke chapter 2, this is about a week after Jesus would have been born. Luke chapter 2, starting in verse 25, when Simeon sees the child, just sort of there was a few things in what he said that really stood out to me. Simeon, I'll just start in verse 25, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So when he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the customs of the law, he took him in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. I was thinking about how it was only by the Holy Spirit that he was able to recognize the child. Jesus looked like a regular baby. He wasn't glowing. He wasn't, in some of the depictions where he's an infant and you know, he's got his hands up in Mary and they've got the halos and everything's like, it wasn't like that. He was just a baby. And the Holy Spirit revealed to Simeon who this was. And taking the baby in his arms, there's three specific things that he said about him that I thought was interesting. He called him salvation, he called him light, and he called him glory. And that's what we're here to remember. We're here to remember the salvation that his coming into the world, it paved the way for him. He came into the world, as we remember this morning, that he would die, that he would bring salvation to a fallen, broken world that had been waiting so long for him. Light, he was the light of the world. By him, all of this was created. All of this is sustained in him. And he brought the revelation of God's love, of the physical manifestation of God's love to a world that needed to hear it. And glory. We often talk about the angels who sing about the, they were singing when Jesus was born. But the reality is that as far as I can tell, angels never sing. That's something that only we do. And it's a very unique opportunity that we have to participate in worshiping God. And they are glorious beings, but they pale in comparison to the glory of the only begotten Son. And we have this very unique opportunity to remember him and to do it in a very unique kind of a way where we can sing of the glory of God. We can sing to the glory of God. And I hope that just some of these thoughts are a blessing to you as they've been to me. Jesus draws near to us, and he came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. And we're thankful for that. And I hope you all have a Merry Christmas. And as we leave, we'd like to just sing one more song, Joy to the World. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. It's 6:03, and if we could all just stand, that's fine. Get the blood moving in your legs before you walk out so you don't get the head rush. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare to grow. Heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior. Let men make songs implore, while fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, we hear the sounding joy, we hear the sounding joy. No more let sins and sorrow or thorns fast ground. He comes to His blessings flow, why is the curse is found? Why is the curse is found? Why is the curse is found? He rules the world with truth. Amen. His righteousness and wonders of his love and wonders of his love. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Okay, well, you know what? I'll have to talk to him. Hey, buddy. You don't come down. Okay.